Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Thursday, August the 6th, 2020. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me, and also Russ Wittenberg, the 911 whistleblower pilot. And they've both been on before several times. Now, you've come up with some interesting facts here, Russ. Tell the people what you found.
Well, a little background before I do that, Stu, because everybody, I just want to make sure everybody understands what's happened in the past. On the alleged so-called accusation of murder of George Lloyd, Minneapolis, the cop was immediately, on the basis of a partial video, the cop, and I can't think of his name. Do you remember his name offhand?
Chauvin.
Chauvin, okay. Was accused and convicted in the public arena of being guilty of first degree murder. In other words, the DA, the Attorney General of the state of Minneapolis, has stated on TV that the video clip which was released yesterday, 8/5/20, which was suppressed. Because it clearly shows prior to his restraint, which was he was on the ground, shows him resisting arrest and complaining that he couldn't breathe. He was resisting arrest all the way. Now, this information was suppressed by the state attorney general, who's nothing but a damn communist, because he insisted that he held it because he wanted to get a conviction. Now, that's not his job, getting convictions. His job is to seek justice, not convictions, justice. And this poor cop is only complying with the things which he's been told and taught about in his police training. Now, how do I know that? Well, everybody saw what you saw on TV. It is what it is. Now, here's what I've came across. I was watching Newsmax TV news yesterday afternoon, and in it they came up with the videotape which was suppressed along with this information which is in the Minneapolis PD's handbook. The arrest technique complies with the Minneapolis Police Department's handbook. Neck restraint, a non-deadly force option. We find it as compressing one or both sides of a person's neck with an arm or a leg. Again, unconscious option, unconscious neck restraint option. The subject is placed in a neck restraint with the intention of rendering the person unconscious by applying adequate pressure, and it's dated 04/16/2012. This cop should be declared not guilty, and this whole case should be dismissed. But unfortunately, with the atmosphere we have going today, this whole thing will not happen for this cop, because he can't. There isn't any way it's in the world that he can get a fair trial as defined by our articles, the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Sixth, and the 14th Amendment. The Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. Where in the key question here is, where can this cop get a fair trial in this country? The answer, nowhere.
Oh, he's
this
already
is one of the worst travesties of justice in the history of this country.
He's already convicted.
Yeah.
They got to have an scapegoat. So where do you see this going, Russ?
Well, if we don't win this election on the basis of this and all the other stuff which is happening, this country deserves to go down the drain. And it will. It might lead to a civil war.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm looking at everything going on in the planet, not watching because I haven't seen the news in a couple of days, and computer being down and getting hit with that EMF on Saturday, and oh man. Anyway, I didn't see the bombs going off over there in Syria and so forth. I did see the video you're talking about, part of it, on TV, but as far as the police, but these bombs going off in Syria and Lebanon. I mean, this is a very serious situation here. Joe, you want to comment on that?
Well, let's kind of stay focused on what Russ is saying here. Let's don't jump over to Syria yet. That could be done at another time. But the issue here is, in actuality, they cannot. The state's attorney general overstepped, and if they have the smart attorney or the police officer, they cannot charge these police officers with murder because there was no intent.
Exactly. And he was only doing what he was trained to do by the people who wrote up the police manual dated 04/16/2012. And he was doing what he was told to do, and what he did was legal. I'm sorry. This whole case should be dismissed.
Well, let me take this, everybody, back to Rodney King thing, because it does have a direct implication on what's happening to Chauvin. And the public saw of the Rodney King episode was only 90 seconds. The entire tape was really 3 minutes. Now, the jury in Simi Valley found the officers not guilty. The riots started because they were pre-programmed to do so. And this is what's going to happen. This is what happened with Chauvin. Whether it was with Chauvin, whether it was with any other incident in any other jurisdiction, it has been programmed to ignite into civil unrest called Black Lives Matter. And that is what has happened with this case in Minneapolis. It was pre-programmed because Minneapolis has a large Somali population. And so they have been made militant by propaganda by the George Soros cabal. And it just took anything, anywhere, anytime, and then they gave the publicity. How dare you do this to this poor little man? That was the entire issue. And it was the same thing with Rodney King. And what the people could not, but what was in favor of the police officers in the Rodney King's case, the jury was able to see the total 3 minutes, and it was clearly Rodney King attacking the police officers.
Now, Rodney King was on drugs, wasn't he?
He was resisting arrest.
Well, just this, Floyd was resisting arrest.
Yes.
Clearly,
there's no doubt. But they can't do that. Well, they can, because they can suppress it by neglecting it. But in the Rodney King case, the jury was able to see all 3 minutes, and they exonerated the police officers.
Joel, what year was that? Do you remember?
It was in the late 80s.
Okay. Now, Joel, just think about this. That was in the 80s, and they found him, they found it not guilty. Mm-hmm. Today, it is a completely different atmosphere today.
This poor
cop doesn't stand a chance of being declared not guilty under the auspices of the law and the Constitution. This whole thing is a travesty of justice, which brought this country into a situation where we're facing a communist takeover as we sit here talking on.
That is correct. And it has been pre-programmed. And it began with Ferguson. Then it jumped into what we call white privilege. And then it developed into the word racist. Then it developed into because you're white, no matter what, you are a racist. And from there, everything became militantized, to where it just took the tiniest little occasion to happen, like in this case, where the officers are clearly, like with Rodney King, totally exonerated.
Now, it's interesting.
Like they say, it won't, there will be no justice.
Interesting, this morning I came across some other information. I was listening to J.T. Harris, Conservative Circus, and he had a guest on that said, and I didn't get his complete message, but he said that Antifa has taken over Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
Black Lives Matter is what I call it.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter.
In other words, it's the left hand taking over the right hand. All it is, it goes back, they cannot do anything unless they have money. And this all goes back to George Soros and his Open Society Fund and the International Endowment Fund, in which they have gone in, Stu and Russ, and bought off sheriffs, district attorneys, and mayors.
Yep.
And this is why the guy at the state's attorney general office said, guilty. We're going to charge him with murder without even looking at the tapes carefully.
Guys, right now, Black Lives Matter is the most powerful entity going in the United States of America.
You got it. Because it has the money. The money. Over $340 million has been invested in this Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Now, this $340 million, I understand a hell of a lot has been going to a lot of Democrats.
Oh, well, the Democrats are the number one platform.
Hey, they're running it. If you don't think they're involved, you're not paying attention.
Oh, I know they're running it. Oh, yeah. So, where do we go from here? Go ahead, Joe.
The only thing is that we can only do our platform and, like, giving talks like this. Because when they own the microphone, which they do, they own all of the media. And what is the mantra of the media? You're white, you have privilege, and you're a racist by your skin color.
Yeah, that's called projection.
Yeah. And so all of ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them are following this beat because they are bought off. The New York Times is owned in its B stock by militant international bankers.
And what
is the New York Times? And we know who they are.
Yeah.
And I just posted the story about the New York Times trying to bring income tax evasion charges and other things, fraud charges against the Trump family.
Well, I think what I have come to the conclusion concerning Trump is, regardless of whether Trump is there or not there, Trump did not bring the chaos.
You're absolutely correct.
Now, who brought the chaos? George Soros, Black Lives Matter, and his cabal and organization. They have said over and over again, before even Trump was brought into office, that they were against Bernie Sanders, the guy that headed his election campaign, said eventually we're going to become militant and we're going to burn the place down.
Don't forget the Democrat National Committee and the Democrats who are running the country, that is Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the whole entourage of traitors which are running the National Democrat Party today.
Like I say, that is the platform that they are doing, and it's not. And look at what has happened to Seattle. people are not understanding what has happened to Seattle. Seattle has been burnt down in downtown Seattle.
Look at Portland.
And Portland is the same thing. They will not, people don't get it. You have a lot of these small businessmen who have worked years for building up their business and has made downtown Seattle a place of tourists and things like that. They went in specifically and burnt down Nordstrom's, which was the cornerstone of downtown Seattle. Burnt it down.
Well, look what's happened in Chicago. Look what's happened in New York. New York City, New York State is dying economically. It's dying. It is the number one. It's been, and it supposedly has been, 20% of the nation's economy goes through New York City. People are fleeing it in droves.
Yes,
they're not going back.
Yes, they are leaving, and now where they are defunding police departments, Minneapolis sent out a notice via the internet to people who are connected to Minneapolis Police Department. Essentially what it said, you are on your own. If you are a house owner, keep $1,500 in cash with you so that in case you have a home invasion, maybe you can buy them off. Do not resist. And do not call us because we don't have enough people to come out and help you. But yet, the city council has spent millions of dollars on their own personal security.
Yep. You talk about hypocrisy.
Now, Joel, you brought up something earlier about the fact that, look at everybody, they're broke. They don't know what to do. We got a third of the economy gone. You got homeless. You got people stacked up. You're down in Arizona. You got them stacked on the freeway, parked almost, because they're coming out of California and they're homeless.
Yeah. What is happening is that you are seeing the culmination of the breakdown of the infrastructure of the state of California. And it really started way back, but I'm not going to go into that. The houses that were in the Silicon Valley for the last 3 years, the last 4 years, have been going up and up and up and up to where you have a three-bedroom house selling for $2.5 million. $2.5 million.
Yeah, that's called a bubble.
And you got it. And that bubble is popping. So what these people are finding is, I can sell my house, buy a house in Arizona for a cheaper price, I'll live off the equity of that, and then go from there. But what they don't realize is that the job situation in Arizona is just as bad as it is in California. And what will happen is they'll run out of their equity, forcing up the housing prices here, pushing people out on the street who are on the low end of everything to where they will become homeless. And you're seeing this now in Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas is now getting as bad as L.A.
Now, something else you haven't mentioned is the fact that these idiots, these rats who are bailing out of a sinking ship, the ship of California, coming over to Arizona and Texas and other states, and they're bringing their stupid politics with them.
Well, I could give you an insight into that. Phoenix, Prescott, and Black Canyon City were hotbeds during the 90s of the Patriot movement, particularly Prescott. Because in Prescott, you have this big statue of Bucky O'Neill, who was the guy that arranged the Rough Riders and trained them for Teddy Roosevelt. So that represented a kind of a populist, constitutional type of environment. Well, in moves over the years certain colleges, and one of them is called Prescott College. And Prescott College is a unique college in that students form their own study program. There's only like about five colleges like that, but what they lend themselves into is actually just Bolshevik training. So recently, people have been appearing at the square in Prescott who are fighting and who are protesting against Trump and protesting for LGBT and other issues that the left-leaning liberal is always talking about. How did this end up in Prescott? Prescott was very conservative over the years. Constitutionalists. They were both conservatives. They were constitutionalists. How did this change come about? Where did these libtards come from? Well, two things. They came from the crappiest crud of liberality that came out of California. Number two, it turns out one of the leaders in the development of the Black Lives movement and organization is helping Prescott College set up its an online class to develop a program along these lines. Right there at Prescott College. I'll say that again. You have one of the founders of Black Lives Matter developing an online program for Prescott College students to get their degree in a certain subject. Here you have a communist, and she has then admitted Bolshevik. She admits it.
Well, that's what they're teaching all the kids in school today.
Yeah.
Red for Red was all about.
Yeah. And you have also my old alma mater, NAU. I can remember I went back in 1987 to visit my old professors, and I looked on in the history department, and Flagstaff for years and years and years was very center or very conservative. And on the bulletin board, I saw a notice of a seminar where you would get 2 credits if you attended. And this is no joke. This is what it said. PTMS stress in politics. A woman's period and how it influences a woman in politics. You get that?
Yeah.
What in the world are you having a class like that? That's not academia.
Look, what's happening in this country today is pure friggin' insanity and treason and sedition.
Yeah.
And it's in plain sight. And if we don't, if the American people doesn't wake up, we're going to lose this thing in November. And listen. My whole explanation, people say, what do you think is going to happen in the election? I say, look, in a sane world, this should be a slam dunk landslide for Donald J. Trump and the Republican Party. Unfortunately, we don't live in a sane world anymore. It's anything but a sane world. More than half the people have gone stark raving mad. And because of that, nobody in this country knows what's going to happen on November the 3rd. With all the cheating going on, the mail-in voting, and all the rest of it, we could very easily lose this country in less than 90 days.
Well, I think it's on its way.
You have a good point there, Russ, because what I'm seeing here is I thought a lot of this would develop over the years. No, it's developing in weeks and months. That's what I am surprised at.
Well, this has been a long time planning. This isn't, you know, it's like back in the days of the bad old Soviet Union, when the wall came down in Berlin when Reagan was president. And everybody thought, well, communism's dead and it's over with, it's proven failure. No, communism didn't die. They just went underground and changed their name to progressivism.
Oh, yeah.
And these people have been burrowing in like a bunch of termites into the body politic and academia and entertainment for all these years. And now you're seeing the fruits of their labor coming to fruition.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't even hide it. They flaunt it.
Yes.
And our tribe is so damn dumb, they don't know the ultimate demise staring them in the face when it hits them with a 2x4.
I will tell you what will hit them right between the eyes, because it's happening now. There is I think it's called Clear Creek, which is northeast of Seattle, I believe. Black Lives Matter and Antifa went out and marched down the street chanting slogans of white men must die. White privilege must die.
Exactly.
Out into the suburbs.
And these were white guys spotting that.
Yes. Crap. Yeah. And the people came out of the house. They didn't know what was going on. That is what I call, what's going to take a wake-up call, will be the 2x4 between the eyes when Antifa and Black Lives Matter appear in your neighborhood marching down the street.
You know, they did that over here in Overland Park, Kansas, which is about the 12th Johnson County, Kansas, Overland Park. It's rated as about the 12th richest per capita. Income's about $100,000 a year. Here's the point. They did it at the police department, hit it about 9 o'clock after dark with bullhorns, black and white bull, a dozen of them or so. And after yelling and screaming out in front of the police department, they decided to go into the neighborhood right next door, started down the street with bullhorns, and the neighbors actually came out of their homes, told them to shut up and get off the street because they were waking everybody up and disturbing everybody. Well, they got arrested, 6 of them, the whole bit for doing it. But the people came out. It was amazing. They came out of their house and told them to get off their street. They confronted them, Joe.
Well, this is what, like I'm saying, they don't understand it until it hits you like a 2x4 between the eyes. And you see the drift of this country. The only reason that Black Lives Matter can do what they do is because they have portions of the government under their control.
Yep.
Oh, exactly.
These politicians.
These demon-crap politicians are all in with them.
You know,
here is one of the things that happened in Portland and in Seattle. There is a guy by the name of Jeremy Adler from New York, representative. He stated the riots and the intensity and the destruction are a myth. It didn't happen.
Jerry Nadler is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said exactly that.
They call him Mr. Penguin.
Yeah.
And here's the Fed had to send in their federal officers because Portland PD had been told to stand down by the mayor. And they were absolutely destroying the property.
The mayor was part of Antifa in one of the last week in one of the riots they had in Portland.
Yeah.
The mayor of Portland, Oregon, was out there with the terrorists trying to burn up the U.S. courthouse, and he accidentally, he got tear gassed.
Well, what happened to him is that the Antifa crowd turned on him.
Yes, they did.
They turned, and I went, yes, fool, what do you think they're going to do? And the way they get away with this, of this absolute burning down, breaking windows, burning cars, is that the police are told, like, you can only use tear gas.
Well, they've taken that away from them.
And in Seattle, they took it away from them.
They took pepper spray away. That's the reason 100 different police organization said, we're not going to go to Milwaukee and protect the Democrat National Convention.
Yeah. And when it gets that intense, where you are burning down Nordstrom's, you bring out rubber bullets. And that stops it instantly.
Well, let me get something completely straight here. This whole thing, this whole, what you see going on, which we're talking about, is right out of the old Communist Party handbook. This is from the part of that handbook was the Department of Disinformation and Active Measures, the first chief director, the director today of the KGB. And this thing is a carbon copy. That's what Antifa's modeled. And Rules for Radical came right from that book, without just mentioning. Now, this whole thing, once the left gains power, they never relinquish it voluntarily. Now, how do they keep their power? They keep it with secret police like the Stasi, the Gestapo, and the KGB, etc. Oh, now, here's what they're going to do. If they come to power, heaven forbid, in January, they're going to get rid of the police departments. What they're going to do is get rid of the good guys on the police departments. And they're going to say, oh, you know, that was a big mistake. We're going to bring back the police departments. Yeah, but it won't be the same guys in blue they got rid of. It'll be the guys they let out of prison.
Yep.
And this will be the new KGB, the new Gestapo, and the new Stasi. That's what they're going to do. And then what they're going to do elsewhere, now think about this. When they come to power, one of the first things they're going to do is to get rid of ICE, get rid of customs, immigration, tear down the barriers that Trump has built, and they say open borders. Anybody and everybody who wants to come in is welcome, and we're going to give you all everything you need, freebies. And the people who have been deported will be brought back, and if you want to come back, we'll pay your expenses. And anybody who comes back will never be deported again. Now, so this will bring in millions, which is going to be their new voting base, because they completely screwed the American middle, blue-collar middle class. So they got to replace them. So then they're going to say, well, what in the hell are we going to do with all these people? There's no place to put them by the millions. So what are they going to do? They're going to come up and they say, well, you know, Stu has a place and Joel has a place, and Russ has a place. We're going to put two or three families from Central America or Uganda into those places and other people's houses. And we're going to say, oh, no, you don't. I don't want them. This is my house, and I own it. And they're going to say, oh, no, we're communists, and we just nationalized everything. You don't own the shirt on your back anymore. Think about it, guys. Think about it.
It's pretty much that way right now, isn't it? Seriously. Everybody's financed to the hilt. Mortgages, car payments, everything. They can't survive. I mean, look at what's going on. We're there now, aren't we?
Yeah. Hey, it's okay to, it's okay, you can't go to church, but it's okay to go out and demonstrate.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Perfect example.
I mean, how insanely... obvious can you get as to the duplicity of what's going on? I mean, folks, what do you need? Where's the outrage from the white middle class here? Where is it? I mean, three guys talking on a conference call here. We can't stop it. I don't know what the hell people are thinking of. They're not thinking of anything. They've been brainwashed.
You know, we could go into all kinds of other subjects that are killing people, like 5G and all the other stuff. And we could get into, you know, these terrorist acts by Israel and bombs in the past couple of days. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff happening. Do what? It's all 911 shit all over again. That's what this coronavirus is. It's a 911 all over again, a false flag. To do what?
Boy, they're using it like they're playing it like a maestro.
And they are
accomplishing what they wanted. They're keeping the country purposefully shut down so the economy doesn't come back. That's the only thing that'll defeat Donald Trump, is a bad economy. And they're doing their ultimate level best to make sure it doesn't come back.
Well,
the Dow Jones Industrial Average is over 27,000. Thank God that's going up. In spite of what they're doing, in spite of what's happening to places like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and the rest. Guys, we're in real trouble.
We are in trouble. I don't know what to do about it other than keep calling for the arrest of politicians. We need to be arresting these people. You know, there's all kinds of reasons to arrest them. Treason, sedition charges, all kinds of stuff with these people. And that's what the American people need to do. 50 people need to go out there and arrest them. Get together and go arrest these mayors, go arrest these governors that are doing this, keeping everybody confined.
Hey, Stu.
Yes.
Stu, if they're arrested in New York City, for example, or Portland, or Seattle, or Chicago, the DA won't convict them. They let them go. What they've done is they're legalizing crime. That's how insane everything is.
Well, I could say something, but I don't think it'd be wise. But I'll repeat it because someone else said it, and it was a nurse. Says, well, the day it comes, I'm going to take a baseball bat, smack him in the head, and we're going to have four or five people pick him up, throw him in the car, and say, oh, my dad just had a heart attack, take him to the tree naked, and tie him, duct tape him to the tree, and leave him for the wolves to get him, and coyotes. I said, whoa, this comes from a nurse, folks. So I don't know.
Stu,
yes.
There's common examples. If you watch Tucker Carlson and watch every night, he comes up with examples every night of how people who are victims of crime, and they, when they try to defend themselves, they're the ones who are arrested, not the guys who are perpetrating the crime.
I know.
That's how insane everything is today.
It is insane.
Joel, did you see Tucker Carlson last night?
No, I didn't, because I can only watch, you know, the postings after they're done.
Well, look, in the first party, this guy was in a some kind of a store, I forget what kind, it doesn't make any difference, and he was sleeping in the back room, and at night, and three black dudes busted through the front door, and he shot one of them, making a long story short, the police came, and they arrested him! And the perpetrators of the break-in and the robbery, attempted robbery, they're scot-free.
Oh, yeah. That is the key on all of this, because they have to have that. In other words, the McCluskeys in St. Louis are the perfect example.
Yeah, that's another perfect example.
And clearly, Antifa and Black Lives Matter were on their property, and they were not protesting, as Jerry Adler said. They were rioting because they busted down the gates. They were loading their pistols. They had bulletproof vests on and other weaponry, pointing it at the McCluskeys. And what they're charging the McCluskeys, what they're trying to find, they're really stretching the point, is brandishing.
And, you know, the Founding Fathers put that Second Amendment for that very, those are one of the main reasons they put that into the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
The very reason which these people have been arrested for. And technically speaking, they could get a jury, which would be a bunch of left-wing radicals, and these people could be convicted.
Oh, yeah.
They could be convicted. Listen, this guy is not out of the woods. Now, the Attorney General of the state of Missouri said if he was convicted, that he would pardon them.
The governor.
Just saying.
The governor said he's going to pardon him.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just insane. Hey, Stu, you're out there. What's happening on that deal?
That's what I heard. The governor said, you know, local news is covering it and saying that they're going to pardon him.
But they lost their guns.
They've lost their guns, and they're under charges, which is a crock of crap. Now, Joe, you had a friend brandishing. Cost him what? $20,000? $30,000?
$30,000.
Defense.
Here's how it goes down, and this is where these communists are brilliant at what they do. What we can't stand is to be put in jail, because if we get put in jail until our court appearance, which can be anywhere from one day to 9 months, where you sit in jail waiting your time, before the judge.
In the meantime, you lose everything.
And you lose everything. And so what they do is, it's very simple. In this case, the person backed off a mob that was going to beat the hell out of him. Luckily, he did not point the pistol at anybody. But the cop who made the arrest on him said, "Does anybody want to charge him with assault?" Can you imagine? Why did that cop open his mouth?
I don't know. You know, listen, the world has gone crazy, man.
And it took 2 years for his case to be brought before the judge, and he was found not guilty.
Yeah.
But we can't afford to go to jail for 2 years waiting our turn.
Look at me.
You lose everything.
Look at me.
This is what the McCluskeys are finding out. Because the McCluskeys are out of jail because they've been bonded. They had the money. They had probably used the deed on the house or the mortgage on the house as collateral. And they'll lose everything. The McCluskeys are going to lose everything. Because it will cost them, because they're going to try to do it, and they're going to try to take it to court. They know that they don't have a case, but they don't care. They knew that they didn't have a case with this person, but they still went after it. And I found out later was the prosecuting attorney gets $5,000 for every case that he prosecutes from the federal government.
Yep.
The judge gets $10,000 for every prosecution that he puts through.
And the cops and the feds. The feds, FBI agents get $4,000 or $5,000 apiece for everyone that they convict.
See, their job is these the district attorneys should be to get justice, not convictions.
Yeah, but it's not that way. And the thing is, and that is why what our job is coming down to is for Stu, Joel, and Russ to try to stay out of jail.
Oh, exactly. But hey, listen, they can throw us, you and I, in jail at trumped-up charges.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there.
And it will take anywhere from a month to 9 months to maybe even 2 years for it to adjudicate.
That's what it takes. Look at me, I was a political prisoner for 10.5 months for causing 4 national scandals. Case dismissed with prejudice as the judge yelled at the prosecutor for wasting $750,000 of taxpayers' money prosecuting an innocent man, me.
So, there it is.
How do you think the cop in Minneapolis feels?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
This guy could be executed.
Yep.
He probably will be.
He's following the police handbook.
I mean, what kind of
who in the hell in their right mind wants to be a cop today?
I wouldn't want to be.
Say again?
I say I wouldn't want to be.
Well, hell no. It's crazy. And what happens to a country where there's no police department? Listen, every country I've ever been in, and I've been in a lot of them, over half of them on Earth, is have a police department. This is the only country I have ever seen is what they don't. They every country I've been in, Stu and Joe, treats their borders with very strict discipline, except ours. We're the only Conrad says, oh, come on down. Come on in. We'll give you everything you want. That's called insanity on top of insanity. What the hell's happening?
You said it. It's intentional. It's globalist. It's Satanism. And that's what their agenda is.
Listen, we have got to make sure that the Democrat Party loses their ass come November. If they do, if they take over, you know, this conversation is being recorded. I'll guarantee you through that right now. I'm up in Bluffdale, Utah. And you can expect to come January 21, after the inauguration, anytime after that, we expect knocks on our doors at 3 o'clock in the morning, guys.
Yep. I mean, we've already got... mentioned Bluffdale. Anybody go to my site and look. Cyber attacks by Bluffdale against StuWeb.com. Trying to log into my site to tear my site down. Can't have the noise. That's the problem.
Yep. Well, anyway, nobody bothers to call me to ask my opinion about it except Stu and Joe.
What's your opinion about this?
Matter.
Gentlemen, what's the situation with these bombs going off in the past couple days?
Well, here's where I think it is a Mossad operation, quite frankly, because it involves a certain mineral resource that they're dealing with. And that is, there is this pipeline that comes down from the northeast section of Syria and where the Kurds live, and Israel is literally stealing the oil. And what they want is, they want that pipeline to go all the way up to Constantinople, but they have to go through Syria to do it. And Assad does not want them come across his country because his people don't want it. So I think this is a story over the oil and an entire American Army battalion is sitting on top of a vein of what we would call lithium. And lithium is what makes computers go. Without lithium, no computers.
And batteries.
There's only one other place that they have lithium, and that is in Afghanistan.
So, Red China also.
Yeah. So my point is that the entire issue has to do with what I call the One Belt Road system, which is the old Silk Road route, because 75% of the world's mineral wealth exists in that area, and whoever controls that wealth controls the world. And I think that is the entire issue. I think that there are global elitists that are establishing that power base so that they control it.
Well, right now, the greatest existential threat to the United States of America is two places. One, the National Democrat Party. Two, China. Communist Party, CCP, Chinese Communist Party, which is hooked up with the Democrat New Communist Party of America, and these are the people that are trying to take over this country.
Now, I'll bring up something about the China connection. You got Patrick Fong, F-O-N-G. It was Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, the LIPPO, L-I-P-P-O group, which was down in Arkansas during the Clinton years and part of all these secrets being sold to China. And then, of course, you had the Lincoln bedroom with the Chinese in there making contributions, supposedly, in exchange for, what were they getting? Top secret information. Now, this has been ongoing. This is Bush, this is Clinton's, this is Obama. It's been going on for years. It's still happening. So you're right about this threat that we have from China. And quite frankly, you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of different people who claim to have had prophecies, and I sometimes look at things and say, okay, but I don't fall into it, okay? But there's some things about China supposedly going to be smacking us. Dimitri Duterman, Henry Groover, a couple of them have, back in the 90s, said just as soon as Henry Groover said, as soon as they saw bombs going off in America, coming from Russia and China, missiles, and they saw different things happening, supposedly, similar prophecies. The one thing Henry Groover said out of Iowa, he said he saw in his vision that there were these towers all across America. Then it happened. What are those towers? 5G? Cell phone towers? And we got a problem with China right now. We had to kick them out of an embassy in Houston. They're rounding up Christians right now and hauling them off to concentration camps in China is what I'm hearing.
Muslims as well.
I mean, this is, they're going to be doing it here. I don't know about the rest of you, but, you know, I got a Second Amendment, and I carry it in my pocket because we have a law in Missouri you can carry concealed, and I carry it, and I'm not ashamed of it. If I have to use it, you know, I will. The Marine Corps taught me, you go in to arrest somebody, you don't bring out a prisoner.
Stu, I have to ask you a rhetorical question here. With the McCluskeys in mind, what freaking good does the Second Amendment do if you can't use it?
Well, if I have to use it, I'll use it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, right now, the clearest case I've ever seen are the McCluskeys.
I know.
And what happened to them under the guise of protection of the supreme law of the land? They're not, they've been indicted. How insane can we get? There ought to be wholesale rioting in the streets against what's happening. And yet our tribe, I'm so disgusted with the namby-pamby attitude that our white tribe has been brainwashed into being. That is disgusting. I'm ashamed of them.
And I know you're not a racist. Neither
but
is
hey,
Joe.
Hey, they're damned if they turn me into one.
Yeah, I know. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. I'm a racist against both those groups.
Listen, I'm a racist by the mere color of my skin. You guys are too. So if they're going to call me a damn racist, hey, maybe we ought to think about being one for self-preservation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, think about it, guys. Really. Yeah. Just turning the other cheek only goes so far.
Yeah, I know.
This is bullshit.
So where do you want to go with this conversation? We're down to 52 minutes, 53 now.
Well, we ought to call it right here. I think that's good enough, unless you got more to say, bud.
Go ahead, Russ.
No, hey, listen, we could talk all day as to what's going on, and you wouldn't even scratch the tip of the iceberg. That's the problem. That's how bad things are.
What do people need to do? What do they need to do, Russ?
Everybody, you get yourself a mega hat. I have one. If you don't have one, get one. And I wear it everywhere I go. People come up to me and say, hey, I like your hat. I say, thank you much, but where's yours? Well, it's home sitting in the closet. And I tell them, hey, listen, I hope you understand we're in a war here. This is a cultural war to the death. This is a civil war going on. And you got to start pushing back, and you got to start supporting the president, whether you like him or not. I don't care if you don't like his attitude or anything. He gets results, and he's opposing the only guy I can think of that's really out there trying to fight these bastards. And so we've got to, every place we go, we got to push Donald Trump and the Republican Party. I don't care what complaints you got against the Republican Party. This is a fight to the death, guys. If we lose this November, you won't get a second chance.
We've already had Biden. We had him for 8 years. Right along with Obama and Clinton. So, anybody would vote for that idiot. Anybody would vote for that idiot. I mean, the guy isn't even cooking. His brain is half dead. I believe he's been chipped. You know, they compromised Biden years ago, folks, and how they compromised him is they killed his wife and his son in a car crash rollover. And shortly thereafter, he's voting the way they wanted him to vote, which he was standing up against them and voting a different way. And he got compromised. And after that, slowly he gained a little bit more power and a position and this and this and this. And that's what happened to Biden. I believe he's been chipped.
He's nothing more than a windsock.
That's what he is now.
He's an empty vessel and a windsock. That's what he is.
That's all he is. He's a piece of crap.
Listen, guys, I got to go. I love the conversation. We'll have to do it again next week.
We shall. Each week we shall do this. Joe, I want to thank you for being on. Do you have any last word?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, and Russ, I want to thank you. Russ Wittenberg, 911 pilot, whistleblower, folks. He was out there blowing the whistle on it. It's like everybody else seems to be doing these days, like Joe, blowing the whistle, and what's happening? Our country's falling apart. With that said, I want to thank both of you gentlemen. And have a good
day.
Thank you,
Stu. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Stu.
Thank you.